Hello?
Hello, my name is Martha, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a confidential and secure poll about Aurora Public Schools and possible issues on this year's ballot. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yes.
Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
I'm a Democrat.
Okay, thank you. This November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Pretty certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
No, I'll be voting, yes.
Okay, great. First of all, considering general conditions like the economy and quality of life, do you feel things in the Aurora area are heading more in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
I'd say probably somewhat both.
Mixed then? Okay. What is your opinion of how people living in the neighboring areas of Denver and Cherry Creek view Aurora generally? Do you think they see Aurora as about the same as where they live, as having better quality of life, as having a lower quality of life?
I'd say maybe about the same.
Okay, great. In general, how will you rate the quality of public schools in the Aurora Public School District where you live? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I think our public school, Aurora Public Schools are pretty excellent.
Okay, great. How familiar are you with the areas, neighborhoods, and schools within the Aurora Public School District, including...
Yeah, I used to work for the schools.
Are you very familiar with?
Yeah, I used to work for the schools, 29 years.
Okay, wow, that's amazing. Have you heard or read anything about Blueprint about Aurora Public Schools?
I think I did, but I didn't quite understand that.
Okay, great. Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high? Somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
And what is it? What kind of taxes?
Colorado taxes, homeowners.
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's much too high?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Have you heard about, read about, or experienced a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes?
And what was that?
Have you heard about, read about, or experienced a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes?
Oh, yeah, we always hear about that, and I think it's enough.
Okay, great. While nobody likes paying higher taxes, Colorado recently sent out notices and raised homeowners' property taxes by 25%. Which of the following applies best to you and your household? Can afford and absorb this increase without any problem, can pay this increase, but it really squeezes our budget requiring cutbacks on other spending, cannot afford this increase, and it hurts household finances badly, does not apply the renter?
Yeah, it messes you up real bad. It's hard to afford anything.
You cannot afford it? Okay. As you may know or not may know, because Colorado voters rejected the governor's proposition household ballot issue last fall, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an 800 check in May. What kind of impact will this payment have on your household finances? A big positive impact, a small positive impact, or not really much impact at all?
Probably a lot of impact.
A big positive impact?
Yes.
Okay, great. In the following ballot issue is up for a vote in the upcoming November 2024 election. Will you vote yes or no on $1 million bond for Aurora Public Schools with no increase in property taxes to pay for repairing and renovating older schools to provide all our students with high-quality educational facilities? Repurposing schools to provide a new real-world learning opportunities for our students, expanding schools' choice and programming options for more Aurora Public school students, adding additional spaces in schools for mental health providers to increase students' access to mental health services through the district.
Good Lord, that was a big one.
Yeah. Will you vote yes or no for these?
Possibly yes.
Okay, great. Also, Aurora Public Schools may ask voters to approve a $30 million override ballot issue that, without increasing property taxes, will fund ongoing maintenance needs for school buildings, ensure access to upgrade technology, and free up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff. Will you vote yes or no?
Possibly yes.
Okay, great.
I'd have to read more into it to really understand it.
Sure. Following up, do you agree or disagree with the statement those against the Aurora Public Schools bond and meal levy ballots might make, since property taxes are so high already and going up continually? Is it better for taxpayers to vote against any new Aurora Public School bonds and meal levy increases in order to lower property taxes instead, especially since the big district that has enough money already will spend this extra money on projects far from my neighborhood?
Yes, I agree with that.
You agree? Okay.
You need to lower it.
Okay, for sure. Lastly, here are some statements that supporters and of the Aurora Public School bond and meal levy ballot issues might make. Rate each as very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason to vote yes on these 2024 ballot issues. Bond funding will allow the district to build more spaces to expand preschool programming to prepare its youngest learner for success in kindergarten and throughout their K-12 education.
Agree.
A very strong reason?
Yeah. Like I said, once I can read more on it to understand it a lot better, then that's when I make my decisions.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Well, almost done. Thank you so much for your time. This investment in Aurora Public Schools will keep the community public schools strong and help increase property and home resale values. Very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, weak reason.
And what was that again? Repeat that one for me.
Yeah, sure. This investment in Aurora Public Schools will keep the community's public schools strong and help increase property and home resale values.
Strongly.
Okay.
Agree.
Thank you. The bond will fund a skills training program called PTEC, a partnership with a community college, Aurora Public Schools, and local employers that includes a specialized technology training for today's skill jobs, internships, mentoring, and apprenticeships, so students graduate ready to fill available jobs.
I'd say strongly agree.
Great, thank you. Providing more spaces for mental health professionals to work with students will help thousands of more students cope with today's pressures and be safe, more productive learners. Sorry.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The best way to build stronger, safer future for the Aurora community is to invest more in educating our kids, give them skills needed to succeed in today's job market, and keep it our schools in good shape.
They strongly agree.
Great. With both Denver and Cherry Creek funding improvements on their schools, Aurora needs to stay competitive by improving and modernizing its schools.
Strongly agree.
This large bond package will help Aurora Public Schools be the best school district in the state.
Strongly agree.
This large bond and teacher pay meal levy come with no tax increase.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Providing students and staff with updated technology devices and ensuring that schools have the latest state-of-the-art technologies to keep students engaged and excited about learning.
Strongly agree.
Great. Continual security upgrades, including updated cameras, more secure entry vestibules, and locking locking mechanisms on classroom doors are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure.
Strongly agree on that one.
Thank you. Many Aurora public schools buildings that are 30, 40, or even 50 years old have maintenance needs that have been put off for years. Just like any home or property is old, these buildings need to be renovated, repaired, and refreshed so these schools last and students have good learning environments.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Doing school renovations and replacements, making buildings more energy efficient, save taxpayers millions of dollars in lower utility bills and reduces the district carbon emissions footprint.
Agree.
Thank you. Finally, having heard all this information, will you vote yes or no on the following Aurora Public Schools November 2024 ballot issues? A $1 million bond to build debt. Sorry.
I thought you were I'm sorry.
No, probably. Sorry. We're 75%, almost done. Thank you so much. I'm going to read the statement. Okay. $1 million bond to build a state-of-the-art facilities for all Aurora students to ensure older buildings and repair and maintenance and to provide innovative workforce training at no additional property tax increase. Will you vote yes or no?
Probably yes on that.
Thank you. And the other one, a $30 million levy override to pay for ongoing maintenance needs for school buildings, ensuring access to upgrade technology, and free up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff at no additional property tax increase. Vote yes or no.
Yes.
Thank you. Can you please tell me what is your gender? I just need to ask that question.
Female. I know I sound like a dude, but I'm not.
No, I didn't say that, but I need to ask the question. Can you please tell me what is your age? Is the range from 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64?
55 to 64.
Okay, great. Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Latino ancestry?
No.
No. Great. Thanks. Do you consider yourself to be either African American or Black?
No.
No. Okay, great. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
We own.
Okay, great. And what county do you live in?
Arapahoe.
Thank you. Do you have any children currently in the Aurora Public School District?
No, but I do have grandkids.
Okay, great. Thank you. We're finished with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great evening.
You're welcome. You too.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. You too.